Sagt der Mishnah weiter, Masech des Bavakama, Perik Gimel, Mishnah Beis. Hashayfach Mayim, this person spilled water with Kavana, Vereshus Harabim, in the Reshus Harabim. Vehuzak Behenacher, somebody else who was walking there got hurt. Chayiv, the one who spilled this water is Chayiv. He's Chayiv ben Niska in the damage done to that person. You created a bar, Reshus Harabim. I is going to say, but I was mafka the water. It doesn't help. The only time it would help if you were mafka the water is if the way the water got there was through an oinus, like we learned in the previous Mishnah. If you hold that tripping is an oinus, and then he was mafka the water, he wouldn't be chayiv. But we're talking about someone who spilled the water. He's no oinus. Now, even though we said he spilled the water bekavana, the Gemara explains we're talking about someone who actually had reshus to do so. Reshus to spill water in the Reshus Harabim? Why would there be reshus to spill water in the Reshus Harabim? And the answer is, during the winter months, Chazal gave reshus for a person to open up his pipes so that his water drains into the Reshus Harabim, because the Reshus Harabim was full of water anyway from the snow and the slush and everything. But even though you may have reshus to do so, lemaisa, if someone gets hurt, you're still chayiv. Now the Mishnah is going to give us three other possibilities of how someone can be chayiv for creating a takala in the Reshus Harabim. Here's the first of the three. Hamatznia es hakaitz, if someone hides a thorn, v'ses chuches, or a piece of glass, in the Reshus Harabim. He didn't hide it really good. He may have hid it or covered it in such a way that a regular wind exposed it. Or he put it into a shaky wall. Whatever the case is, these thorns, or pieces of glass, wound up in the Reshus Harabim, someone else got hurt. Or, says the Mishnah Vayter, this is the second of these three cases, v'agoyder es gideiroi b'kaitzim. He made a fence out of thorns. Most people make fences out of stones. You make a fence out of thorns, and people are walking along the Reshus Harabim, and some of the thorns kind of protrude into the Reshus Harabim. Someone's going to get hurt when they scratch along these thorns, just by walking on the street, not realizing that all of a sudden these are thorns that are scratching into me from a gate. If it was plush with the Reshus Harabim, and someone just rubbed himself up against the thorns, then he wouldn't be chayiv. Because the Gemara says, "Ein darka shel bnei adam leschachech b'ksalim." But if the thorns protruded into the Reshus Harabim, then he's responsible for damages. Or, says the Mishnah, here's the third case. The gader, a fence of stone, shenafel, that fell, even if it fell ba'aynis. It wasn't his fault that it fell, but it fell into the Reshus Harabim, the Reshus Harabim, and he didn't remove the stones. V'husku behen acherim. And others got hurt. Chayiv. In all these cases, the baal ha-takala, the takala means the stumbling block, the thing that people got hurt in. He's mechuyev to pay b'nizakin, because he made a bar b'Reshus Harabim. It is explained, really, that he would only be chayiv b'niskei adam b'behema, but not b'niskei kelim, because a bar is potter b'niskei kelim. The Gemara says, on this, Haiman deboyle mehevi chasida, you want to be considered a chasid? L'kayim mili d'nezakim. Be m'kayim. Mili d'nezakim, what does that mean? If you have thorns and you know someone's going to get hurt with it, don't make fences out of it, or anything else, broken pieces of glass. What do you need it for? Throw it into the river, or burn them. So actually, chazing over, we had in our mission of four different types of nezik and b'Reshus Harabim that a person is chayiv on them. And really, each one is a bigger chiddush than the other one. The first case was, where he poured the water b'kavan, although, as we explained, he did it b'Reshus because it was during the winter, but l'maisa, he poured the water b'kavan. In the second case, we have a bigger chiddush. He tried to hide it, he just didn't hide it good enough. The wind blew the thorns of the broken piece of glass into the Reshus Harabim. But you're still chayiv, because you should have realized you're not hiding it good enough. The third case, not only if he put it into the Reshus Harabim, but even if he made it in his own Reshus, like a gate, he's still chayiv if some of it protruded into the Reshus Harabim. And the fourth case is even a bigger chiddush. It's not that he allowed for some of the thorns to protrude in the Reshus Harabim, but he had a good gate that was in his Reshus, but it fell, and the pieces fell into the Reshus Harabim. We're just holding him responsible for not removing it.